Yo, you ever noticed that forgiveness was one of those topics that people don't like talking about much? What up, though? It's me, Odell. In this episode, I want to talk about the healing of forgiveness. I get it. If somebody offends you, it is very hard to forgive. It is also, hard to forget. I grew up being taught that you may forget how a person looks, but you'll never forget how they make you feel. And then comes along this Jesus guy. And he's like, nah, you got to forgive 7 times 70 if you at least claim to represent me. You got to learn to forgive 7 times 70. Irregardless of what they've done. Now, I've been offended, and I don't want to get into the details of it, but here's what I can tell you. Forgiveness is for you. It's not for the other person. It's not even for God. God is still God. He's still on the throne, whether or not you choose to forgive, whether or not you choose to pray, worship, or praise Him. He's still God. But forgiveness is for you. And it is a choice. A difficult one at that, but a necessary one. Forgiveness brings so much healing. So, I want to get into some scripture. I also want to give you some statistics or some research, so to speak. So you can understand the healing power of forgiveness. Thanks for tuning in. Hey guys, I wanted to share with you our store, InfluenceUnlimited.com. It is spelled UNLMTD for the unlimited portion, and you can find it at www.influenceunlimited.com. UNLMTD. Our store sells Christian apparel, wristbands, and hats for now. We want to grow it, but for now, that's what we have. It is directly inspired by biblical verses. So the message of hope is very prominent. The message of just glorifying God is very prominent. You can find us on Facebook at Influence Unlimited. If you wanted to purchase and support, you get 20% off if you use the code DISRUPTOR. DISRUPTOR. Hope you enjoy. Check us out. According to Johns Hopkins Medicine, studies have found that the act of forgiveness can reap huge rewards for your health. It lowers the risk of heart attacks, it improves cholesterol levels, even sleep. It reduces pain, blood pressure, it levels anxiety, depression, and stress. Forgiveness is not for them, it's for me. Okay? I mentioned that, and legit, let me tell you something. When there's sin, when there's anger, the Bible says that in the Psalms, David will say that because of sin, his bones were hurting. He was in pain. He was sick. Let me tell you, the healing of forgiveness literally sets the captive free. And it's big. It's so big because we could be holding on to something from years ago, and you could either remember to the detail what happened that caused the offense, or you might forget it entirely, but just know, I don't like this person. I don't like this person, you know? And you're walking around in pain and hurt. You're walking around frustrated, high blood pressure. Every time you see him, you got high blood pressure. And that person is walking around like, I don't even know, what are you mad about? You know? So today, man, I really want to encourage this healing that forgiveness brings on your life. In Matthew 6:15, Jesus says, if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive you your sins. Well, like I said in Psalms, David says sins brings issues to you. But it's bigger than that. Imagine Judgment Day. Again, man, y'all know my stance on this. I believe in Judgment Day, just like I believe in the kingdom of God. I believe in demons. I believe in so much. So I know there's a Judgment Day. And imagine, if you will, there's a long line of everybody ever. And God, you're just like, you're waiting for your turn and you're watching these people, you know, you're sitting there watching it. And in your mind, you're like, oh man, did I make it? Did I not make it? And you get all the way up to the front and God puts before you your life. And then in your life, he points out some issues in your heart. Like, he starts to isolate certain areas. Okay, you did better here. You did better there. You did good. You represented me. You asked for forgiveness here from me. You did this, you did that, but you didn't forgive so-and-so. Then your heart just starts to beat frantically. Oh man, am I getting in? Am I not getting in? Am I getting in? Am I not getting in? Right? And it's like this one thing that holds you. And I don't want to get to Judgment Day and realize that I had issues with other people that I could have fixed. I'm not telling you to go out and be their friend. I'm not telling you to go out and call them and socialize, but I'm just telling you to remember, Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Jesus built up Peter. It's a whole different scenario when you're walking in God's true love and forgiveness. So it's not forgive and forget. No, not necessarily you have to be friends. But you can't avoid them. You can't see them in church and the pastor be like, everybody go shake hands. And then you trying your hardest to not go on that side of the church. It's not about that, man. It's forgive and edify. Again, Peter denied Jesus, man. For what it's worth, I mean, denied him during his trial. For what it's worth, Jesus, if he were like us, would have been like, yo, forget that guy, man. This guy, you know, he denied, I'm not going to use him. But what did Jesus do? He restored him. He built him up. Was denied 3 times. In response, Jesus asked him 3 times, feed my sheep, feed my sheep, feed my, right? Like, he's building him up. Feed my goats, feed my lambs. I'm sorry. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs. He's building him up. And so, like, I believe forgiveness, if you really allow it to manifest in your heart, you necessarily won't try to hang out with the person, but when you see them, you're not going to avoid them. You're going to try to build them up. Hey man, how you doing? How's that business going? How's your family? Man, that's good. Good to hear that. Man, I wish you nothing but the best. And you're going to move on with your life. It's just who we are. It's who we have to become. You know, Jesus tells us in Matthew 5:23-24, if you bring a gift to the altar and you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift, leave it right there before you even do anything else. Leave it. Go first, fix the situation with your brother or sister, you know, but you know you get it. Fix the situation and then come and then offer your gift. He says, leave the gift. Don't even present it. Don't even try to give it to God or give it to your pastor to present. Leave it there. Fix the situation so your gift could be accepted. This isn't about, God doesn't need your forgiveness to build himself up. He needs your forgiveness only so when you present something before him, he will actually hear it. And he'll acknowledge it. That's the only purpose. Your forgiveness is for you. 100% for you. God only requires it so he can actually hear your offering. That's a deep concept, man, if you think about this. It's a deep concept, right? Like, I don't want what I'm trying to build to be rejected in heaven, because if it's rejected in heaven, there's nothing that I can do that's gonna, listen, there's nothing you can do that's gonna promote it, push it, place it before people. There's nothing you can do. Not even if you decide to make it for God. I'm only gonna make it Christian. It don't matter, it's rejected. But if you heal, if you begin to fix a situation that could be blocking it from being heard in heaven, then God will start to push it out. Forgiveness is powerful, man. It's powerful. Matthew 18, 21 through 22. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Seven times? And Jesus said, nah, homie. In high school, you was a man, homie. Jesus said unto him, I say unto you, seven times, but 70 times seven. Listen, not just seven, 70 times seven. Forgive them until you can't, then forgive them again, then forgive them again, then forgive them again. Yeah, man, but this person keeps offending me. They keep messing with me. Hey, bro, it's about you and God. It's about making sure your stuff gets heard before God. You forgive. And I'm telling y'all, this isn't an easy subject matter. This is not one of those that, like, you know, I have all the experience in the world, because I'm human like you. I've been offended like you. I've been hurt like you. I've been minimized. I've been ridiculed. I've been questioned. I've been used, abused, misused. But I understand that my value is in God. And that's why I'm like, look, if what God is requiring me to do is forgive, then I'm cool with that. I'm going to forgive. Because my value is in him. I find my value in him. Whew. This is a good one. What are some of the issues, if you could sit down and think about some of the things that you've been hurt the most in? Is it relationships? Is it business? Is it just friendship? I mean, relationships and friendships, I guess they kind of go together. I was thinking relationships like, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend. Friendships, I kind of isolate them a little separately, but relationships are relationships. Business. What about if you don't have a business and you're just working for somebody? What about the government? You're a little upset with the government. I'll tell you a true story. True story. I have my wife. I think I told you guys this story before. My wife was out the country for an immigration matter. This is last year. This isn't 10 years ago. This is last year. So she left. We have four boys, and she left with the youngest, Elijah. He's one. So he was born January. They left May. So I only spent January, February, March, April, probably 4 months with Elijah before he left. And then, you know, my wife was, she had to deal with her immigration issue. She is back now. She's back now, but I want to get to this story. So in between May and she returned April 1st of 2020, she returned March 31st of 2020. She came into the country March 31st of 2020. And then, you know, as a permanent resident alien, and she came back to the family April 1st of 2020. But I was here with the three older. So Joseph, Henry, Sam. Okay. In the middle of this, here's what am I seeing on TV? Immigrant families being separated. Like the rest of the world, you know, I'm seeing the cages for the immigrant children. I'm seeing, I personally knew of people in our community who were, you know, ICE was breaking, you know, pulling them over, splitting their families apart. And I was so angry, man. I was so angry, so afraid, so frustrated. I didn't know what to expect. I was like, man, she had forgiveness. It wasn't one of those things, you know, with the country. It was just she had to leave for a period of time. Well, originally, she only had to leave for a couple of weeks. But during the processing, they said that they couldn't find, or we didn't turn in a document we were supposed to turn in. So those couple of weeks turned into an 11-month layover in Costa Rica, where we had no family, no friends. By the grace of God, we were connected with the family. My wife and my son had shelter, and great people, man, great people. I'm very thankful for them people, for that family. They're like an extended family to us now. Well, I'm building up so much anger towards, I'm going to be honest, I'm building up anger towards, you know, our president and the administration, how they're handling immigration. I'm building up anger towards other immigrants who I knew were illegal. Like, I knew that it wasn't a situation like my wife. It was like, I know you're illegal and you over here, you know, working and doing all this stuff. And I'm like, yo, that's messed up, you know? And so it got to the point where, so 2020 rolls around. I visited my wife and my son 3 times. I went and visited Costa Rica 3 times last year, twice with the kids and then once by myself, just to kind of spend time. It was just a weekend visit, spent time with her and Elijah. And the first time we went, man, it was so difficult. Everyone was just like crying. We were trying to figure out what we were. Last time we went in December, man, it was just like, we don't know what's about to happen. We don't know if the government's going to be like, yeah, she can't come back. You don't know anything. The applications are in. You're not hearing nothing back. You don't know anything. So I come back to the church. January 7th, we get back. I come back to church and I believe in sowing my first fruits. And I'm going to teach about giving in another episode, but I believe in sowing my first fruits. So I decide in my spirit how much I'm going to sow my first fruits. And then I hear one of the members of our church give a testimony about forgiveness. Right. And her testimony was like she was getting a rural development home loan and the government ran out of money and, you know, and they wanted to allocate the funds towards something else. And so she saw President Trump on TV and she wanted to go off on him. But then she said, God, I forgive this man. And then the very next day, you know, they released her funds, but no one else in her batch got released for funds. And I was like, yeah, that's crazy. So I tried it. I said, God, I want to forgive people who I want to forgive people who are, you know, mistreating the immigrants in the country, mistreating, you know, the young immigrant families or kids and putting them in cages like animals. I want to forgive our president, the administration. I forgive the media also because I don't really know what's going on in the front line and maybe it's not being reported accurately 100% and it's blown out of proportion. And I'm forgiving even the people I'm seeing who are working illegal here and, you know, that spirit of jealousy that's creeping in and anger and frustration. Now I ask for forgiveness. No lie. No lie. Within a couple of days after deciding my first fruits and doing the forgiveness, my wife's approval comes through. And then they send us a couple of days later instructions on how she can finalize her stuff because they received the approval. The lawyer sent it in. They received the approval. All this time, coronavirus is starting to grow, right? So like now we're racing against, are they going to shut down flights? Because that's another race. Like, are they going to shut down flights? So then my wife had to get some medical stuff done again and boom, boom, boom. Our lawyer submits an email. And then in the email, he's like, hey, I don't think, he sends an email to us saying, I don't think they're hearing us. They may not be in the office because of immigration or because of the coronavirus situation. So he says, follow step two. Step two is go to a local post office and send the stuff we're asking you for. She does that. Within 3 days of doing that, no lie, within 3 days, they respond and say, we have your visa. So now our race is, how do I get her back into the country as fast as possible? Because they're shutting down flights everywhere. Forgiveness, I believe, opened the door for all of that. So not only does it heal your body, it heals your mind and it makes your offer acceptable before the Lord. The last scripture I want to hit you with is the parable of the unforgiven servant. I'm going to paraphrase it. And this is a guy who had an insane amount of debt he owed, you know, and the figures were like, like days and years worth of work. If you look at like how the currency exchanged to today's current currency, and the king, the ruler, forgave him his debt, right? Said, man, I forgive you. It's cool, man. Just, you know, you're good. It's all right. You can't pay it. I know you can't pay it. I forgive you. Well, then the guy goes, and this story can be found in Matthew 18, 21 through 35. So the unforgiven servant goes and he sees somebody that owes him money. And it's not even a lot of money. It's like, in comparison to what he owed, it was like $10. It's not even a lot of money. And so this guy, you know, this guy, man, I ain't got the $10. He just got done being forgiven. I ain't got the $10, bro. I don't got it. So my man goes nuts and he puts him in jail and does all this other stuff and demands all this crazy stuff to happen to him. And then the king hears about it. The king calls him back and he's like, bro, you couldn't forgive him the 10 after I just forgave you the thousands? All right, what you did to him is going to happen to you and worse. And that's how forgiveness goes. God has forgiven us so much of our sins. Just think about who you remember. Salvation isn't based on how good you are as a human. And remember, forgiveness isn't about God. It's about you. It's not about the person. It's about you. So this has nothing to do with how you qualify as a human. I know you want to believe it does, but it doesn't. It's all about grace. So forgiveness comes and it says, hey, or grace comes and it says, hey, mercy comes and it says, hey, I'm going to forgive you all of this. Everything I'm going to forgive. We're born sinners. All I require of you is to forgive also and to make sure you fix it with your neighbor. When they questioned Jesus, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the religious leaders and the teachers, and they said, what are the two most important commandments? He said, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, and thy soul, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. So God is big on our relationship with others. It's huge for God. So forgiveness is a real thing. Like, I'm not going to accept your offer until you learn to forgive. Right? Forgiveness. Guys, I want to end on that note. Man, if you have somebody who you're having issues with and issues you're having issues with, or, you know, situations you're struggling with, and it doesn't have to be an individual person. It could be, a group of people. It could be a business. It could be the government, like in my situation. It could be the media, like in my situation. It could be somebody you don't even know. You just kind of heard about them. Hey, forgive. Forgive is so much healthier for you. It's so much healthier for you. It's all about being free. And this platform is just about educating. So forgiveness, according again to Johns Hopkins University and their medical team, it helps reduce the risk of heart attack. It lowers your cholesterol, anxiety, and depression. Forgiveness is good. And stress, it lowers your stress levels, for your blood pressure. Forgiveness is good for your mental health. I know that's big right now. Forgiveness is good for your mental health. So forgive. Be free. I love you. And forgive me if you upset me, if I said something that offended you. Forgive me. For real, forgive me. I don't know. I might have said something in one of the other episodes and you're like, man, it's wrong for this guy to talk about deliverance and it's wrong for this guy to talk about the kingdom like that. Hey, I'm sorry. Forgive. I love you. I love you. As always, I think it's a good thing for us to end with a new beginning. So we're going to pray really quick. We're not going to make it too long, too winded, but we're going to make it effective. I just want you to repeat after me. God, I acknowledge that I missed the mark. And I acknowledge I need your grace. Today I ask you for forgiveness. And I accept your son Jesus in my heart as my Lord and Savior. I ask you also to be filled with your Holy Spirit. To be empowered to be a bold witness about your love and your mercy. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.